¡Sal de la bora! Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Going to the land of the dead. It was there that we got intercepted in the customs line. You see, they will periodically pull a couple of tourists out and strip search them. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. They just do it every now and then just to keep you on your toes. And what you know, Estelle and I are going through the line. And the guy said, Señor Gringo, you the hombre de decir soccer. You come with me. I mean, come with you, I said. What are you talking? You mean we've been selected for like a random custom search? Yeah. Well, we taken into a room, strip searched, humiliated, bent over, asked to spread them. He said, bingo, gringo. I said, for crying out loud, Estelle! But she was already being led off to another room. I want to tell you what. When you're standing in there buck-necked doodads in the breeze, it's a humiliating experience. But not quite as humiliating as it was for Estelle. I mean, they had her in there and they said, jumping Jiminy Pedro, I... Get me a gas mask, please! So I can better complete the examination of this unsavory gringa. And so they checked through her clothing. I mean, it was complete search. They checked the hem in her dress to make sure there was no contraband there. And then finally, the culmination of any strip search. He said, Senora, I have to ask you, please, to bend over and spread them. That's just when I walked through the door to see how Estelle was doing. And one of them had a little flashlight, and he was peeking in the gluteal cleft, and he said, aha! Pedro, fill out the papers! This woman is smuggling raisins! I said, hey, wait a second. Hey, anyway, them ain't raisins, them's dingleberries.
And here comes more of The Best of Grease, Volume 1, from DC 101.